This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let's continue our lesson. If you look at these verses, ayah number 19 and 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ وَرَعْدٌ وَبَرْقٌ. Or their example is like of a rainstorm from the sky within which there is darkness, thunder and lightning. So in other words, with religion, with the deen, what comes? Commands. Right? What do? يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. They put their fingers into their ears because they don't want to listen. They don't want to know. Or they are scared, they are terrified. فِي آذَانِهِمْ. Why do they put their fingers in their ears? Because of, what does the ayah say? مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ حَذَرُ الْمَوْتِ. From the thunderbolts, because of the fear of death. So the sawa'iq refers to the commands in the Sharia, which may be difficult, which may be challenging. What do the hypocrites do? They put their fingers in their ears, they don't even want to listen. When you show this, when you don't even want to listen to something, what does that show? That a person is not interested in it at all. You see, when there is something difficult, there are two ways of dealing with it. One is that you hide from it, and the other is that you take up the challenge. If you hide from it, what's going to happen? Is the difficulty going to go away? It's only going to increase. And if you take up the challenge, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? You will improve, right? For example, if your desk is piled up with your mail, with your notes, with your books, with a lot of things, and you know that organizing all those sheets, organizing all that mail, all that paper, is going to take a lot of time, right? If you say, I'm not going to do it, what's going to happen? Is the work going to increase? Is it going to become more difficult? Yes. The longer you leave it, the more difficult it will become. And when you do start working on it, eventually what do you find? There was a bill that you missed, right? There was something that you had to do. The mail was sitting on your desk and you forgot to open it. You didn't see it. You didn't do it. So what happens? You suffer. But if you take up the challenge and you say, I have to do it, and you do it, what's going to happen? Eventually your desk is going to be clear, right? Whatever you do in life, there are going to be difficulties. When it comes to the deen, there are going to be some things that you will find difficult. You will find challenging. We are human beings. We are weak. One is to close your eyes to it. Put your fingers into your ears. Don't want to listen. Don't want to hear. That's it. I don't want to accept it. I don't even want to know what's there. And the other is, let me see. What does it say? Maybe I can do it. Let me give it a try. They put their fingers in their ears so that they don't even have to hear. They don't even have to listen. But is it going to save them from death? Is it going to save them from harm? It's not. وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. And Allah encompasses the disbelievers. Then Allah continues with the example that يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. That the lightning, it is about to snatch away their vision. Why? Why? Because of the weakness of their vision and because of the strength of the light. The weakness of their vision and the strength of the light. What does this refer to? The deen requires sacrifice. The deen requires effort. We have to sacrifice. We have to put in some effort. And if a person does not strengthen himself, what's going to happen? He's going to become weaker and weaker. كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْ فِي. When things are easy, they go. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا. When it becomes dark, they just stand still. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمِعِهِمْ. If Allah wants, He could take away their hearing. وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. And also their vision. Indeed, Allah is able to do everything. Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi, he points out that this example that has been mentioned, it can be understood in a number of ways. There are three ways that he has mentioned. First of all, that the hypocrites, in the intensity of their confusion and lack of understanding, they cannot see and understand the truth. Just as a person in a rainstorm is not able to see and make out the way. Isn't it? In a heavy rainstorm, in the darkness, can you see the way? Can you make out the way? No, you can't. Many times you're driving on the highway and it's a heavy rainfall, you're barely able to read the road signs, and what happens? You miss the exit. Right? So similar is the situation of the hypocrites. Because of the intensity of their confusion and lack of understanding, they're unable to see the way. Another thing that he has mentioned is that rain, isn't it useful? It is necessary. It is beneficial. But it becomes harmful if it is accompanied by thunder, lightning, right? There's a rainstorm, you have so much rain, but because of the lightning, because of the thunder, so many trees are laying on the ground. So rain is useful and necessary, and it becomes harmful if it is accompanied by darkness, lightning and thunderbolts. Similarly, the hypocrites' profession of belief, their profession of belief, they're claiming to be believers. Outwardly, it may seem like a good thing. Right? It may seem like a good thing. But it is actually harmful to themselves. Why? Because they are insincere. Because they are insincere. Rain is beneficial. Rain is useful. But if with the rain there is lightning, thunder, then it is not useful anymore. It is not beneficial anymore. Instead, it is harmful. Similarly, professing iman, claiming to be a believer, shouldn't that be a good thing? Of course. But because they are insincere in their hearts, their showing iman or their professing iman is also not useful for them. Similarly, another thing that he points out is that just as pushing of fingers in the ears cannot save a person from destruction, similarly, the hypocrite's outward profession of faith cannot save him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's retribution. If there is a storm and you just put your fingers in your ears, is it going to save you? No, it's not. Similarly, if a person just claims to be a believer on the outward, is it going to save him? No, it's not. Similarly, if we just say, I'll do this, I'll do that, and if you don't do it, is your saying going to make a difference? No. Is it going to help you? No. So these were the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given with regards to the hypocrites. Do you have any questions or do you want to say anything before we continue? In the context that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses the disbelievers, encompasses them how? In His knowledge as well as His power. In His knowledge that none of their actions are hidden to Him. None of their actions are hidden to Him. So over here, if you see the ayah, they put their fingers in their ears. Right? Why? Because they don't want to hear. Also they put their fingers in their ears. Why? Because remember what the word ra'd referred to in the context, in the example? Threat of punishment. What does that show? That they're guilty inside. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about every action of theirs. So first of all, muhit gives the meaning of that He is aware of their every action. Secondly, it also conveys the meaning of that He has complete power over them. He has complete power and authority over them. Any other question?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I wanted to see how long I could look at the sun when I was younger, and so I kept staring. And similarly, like, you're not supposed to look at lightning, there'll be a black spot in front of your eye. And no matter where you look, it's always there. It's just right in front of you. And I had it for like an hour. I couldn't see anything. And like, I could see around it, but there was just a black spot. So similarly, that's why we're supposed to obey the commands of Allah.
Exactly. It literally blocks your vision, your ability to see, your ability to perceive. Let's listen to the recitation.
مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ صُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
The third point was about just as putting the fingers in the ears is not going to save a person from destruction if he is in a storm, similarly, professing iman on the outward is not going to help a person against what? The punishment of Allah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.